This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Sherman's coached every single level possible that he can, is a great football mind, and now is the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes. Coach, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. We certainly appreciate it.
No problem, guys.
Mike, let's start here, Coach. Bringing Manziel aboard, we'll get to, you know, his first start and what you saw from Johnny, but initial impressions when you acquired him and brought him into Montreal.
Well, I had recruited Johnny to Texas A&M when I was a head coach there, and he was there for about a year and a half being redshirt. He came his senior year, half of the senior year, and a guy that just loved football and couldn't wait to get on the field and do things. So he had quite a bit of magic back then, which we hope we can replicate to some degree here in Montreal.
Hey, Coach, so being that you know Manziel's abilities, and you've seen him since he's in high school, obviously, so skill set of Manziel that most excites you, that you feel he can evolve into an excellent CFL player with that skills, what is it? What is it about him and his ability? What part of his game excites you the most?
Well, I think when you talk about the CFL and the size of the field, you know, the length and the width far exceeds what the NFL has, and his ability to escape and make plays in his feet with his eyes downfield looking for receivers, that certainly is a skill set that he's used in the past and hopefully can replicate here in Canada. Along with that skill set, we have to make sure the decision-making is right, and we're not taking too high risk throws. But he has that ability, has a strong arm. He can make any throw on the field. He's a leader. I mean, the minute he came on the field, it kind of elevated our practice. And he's very vocal as a quarterback to his receivers and offensive linemen, and presents himself as someone who can be a leader, something we need here.
Mike, when his first performance, not necessarily obviously a good one with the results, what was, when you went back, you saw it then, when you went back and watched the film, what do you think was the greatest reason or the biggest reason what led to Johnny's struggles in his initial start for Montreal?
Well, I think he was nervous. You know, the eyes of the world were upon him. You had half the world wanted to see him succeed, and the other half wanted to see him fail, and he didn't want to disappoint anybody, and I think he put too much pressure on himself and therefore didn't play the game as loosely as he normally would have played. But it wasn't just him. We were terrible. I mean, we didn't do very well. We're a good special teams team. We played poorly there. Our defense gave up some plays, and we didn't block very well. So it was a team effort that caused us to win the game. Plus Hamilton played very well, and they deserved to win the football game by far.
Hey, Coach, so when Johnny came over, you know, from the Tiger Cats, was it a big, or is it still, I should say, is it a big jump for him, like offensively, to learn the scheme that you run and what all the responsibilities? It's probably gigantic for a quarterback, no matter if it's the NFL or CFL. Is that also, I mean, should we give Johnny, I guess, a pass on that too, coming from one squad to your squad, you know, different scheme?
Yeah, I think you have to give him a little bit of a pass because of that. But, he was in a Canadian scheme. It wasn't like he was unaware, totally unaware of the waggles and the motion and things like that. He had practiced he ran against Hamilton's defense every single day as
gotcha.
A backup quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he was very familiar with the mechanics of Canadian football. You know, in Canada, you don't have as many audibles because the time clock is so much different. You don't have time to check out of a lot of things. So the checking part isn't quite as prevalent in Canada as it is in the National Football League. But, I think I'd give him a pass on the first one because he didn't have the supporting cast didn't support him, and it was his first time, and I think he was pressing a little bit too hard. And I talked to him right there at the end of the game, and he says, "How are you doing?" He said, "I'm fine." He says, "It's humbling, but I'm fine, and it's just what I needed, and we got to get back to work and start getting ready for next week." So he had the right attitude. It was humbling for him. I mean, he's never really been out on a football field like that and had that happen to him. And so he's working twice as hard this week to make sure it doesn't happen again.
That's great. Hey, Coach, so you mentioned, you said waggles. So for a lot of folks that maybe don't know, that's a rollout pass. So the Canadian Football League, you guys do more waggles, more rollout passes where you're pulling guards or tackles as opposed to like some straight dropback stuff? Is that more of the style of Canadian football offensively?
You know, you're like me. You got to get your waggle. You got to get your CFL dictionary out because waggle is really a motion. It's a motion.
Oh, but correct me if I'm wrong, right? Don't we know as I played American football, yeah, like a waggle is a rollout where you're pulling guards, right? Usually,
it is.
Okay,
that's in another country. A waggle is a motion about 10 yards back towards the line of scrimmage. And they call that waggle here.
Ah, thank you for teaching me, Coach. All right. I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either until I get up here. So.
That's funny.
Coach, when you look at your familiarity with Manziel dating back to Texas A&M, now up there with Montreal, do you think we? I mean, everyone believes that Manziel's ultimate goal is to get another opportunity in the National Football League. When you've seen Manziel now, do you see a guy that ultimately can be successful back in the NFL?
I think the most important focus for him right now to achieve any goal is to be a successful CFL quarterback. And if he's focusing on that aspect, getting back into the National Football League, he's probably not going to be as good as he should be here. So he needs to just focus on being the best he can be in CFL. And then just see how the cards play out from there. You know, there's some really good quarterbacks up here that can't play in the National Football League, and because of height, because of just different attributes. But they're good quarterbacks up here, and so he just has to be the best quarterback he can be up here, and then let the cards fall where they may.
June Jones was certainly loved him, and obviously, Mike, you are in Montreal very high on what Manziel potentially could be. You think? Arguably, Jones was outward saying he thinks he could be the best quarterback in the CFL. If he is focused in on being the best he possibly can be, do you think he can be the best quarterback in your league?
There's some really good quarterbacks up here. The quarterback we just played in the Zolig and make every throw on the field. So there's a lot of great quarterbacks in the CFL. So he's not there yet. So he's trying to get there. And hopefully he will. But yeah, that was quite a comment by June. But yeah, I'd rather speak with where he is right now. But right now, he's just trying to become a good quarterback, and then we'll try to work to being a great quarterback. So that's the process.
Yeah, hey Coach. So speaking of great quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers. How amazed have you been at this man's career thus far?
Well, it's funny. You know, he's certainly done everything he possibly could do. As a quarterback, and just totally impressive. Just, you know, his ability to move and get great time and space with his feet and make the throws down the field is just very, 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 very impressive. I can honestly say when we drafted him, I don't think anybody in the room ever thought he would be a Hall of Fame type quarterback, but certainly he's headed in that direction. And it's true for a lot of people that didn't pick him before us, a lot proved them wrong.
Coach, the verbiage in the CFL, obviously a little bit different as we went through a couple minutes ago. For your perspective, though, the biggest adjustment you had to make going from American football to Canadian football?
Well, I had to learn French, for one thing. here in Canada, particularly Montreal, where you're in, you know, Quebec province, but the biggest difference is the roster size, I guess, and the 12th man on the field. And I don't mean the Texas A&M's 12th man or Seattle's 12th man. I mean the actual 12th player on the field and where you position that player. But I think the greatest difference is a ratio that has to be met with how many Canadians are playing or starting as opposed to Americans. And you have to keep in tune with that ratio, where you have to have seven starters instead of Canadian. Oh. And so, that, you know, if one goes down, another Canadian has to win that position. So, from an administrative standpoint, a lot more challenges for the coach as far as making sure he has the right ratio on the field.
Wow, that's interesting. What's colder, more important, Green Bay or Montreal, Coach? You're the perfect guy to ask. Green Bay on the sideline or Montreal? Come on, what's colder?
What's colder? Well, I haven't been on the sideline in Montreal just yet during the wintertime, so I'd have to hold back on that. But I have been up here this past February and March, and it's cold up here.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Definitely is. So, good food, too. That, very good food up there, too. Real good food.
Yeah, they get great food, great restaurants, nice people. It's a great city. It's very, very clean and very little crime. So it is a good city, and they have, believe it or not, the fan base is very loyal. And when we play our stadium, we play our games at McGill Stadium. It's up on a hill at a college, and it's a beautiful setting. And we haven't done well up there, but we need to sell win some home games in order to keep our fans jacked up. But they're great fans. They stay till the end of the game. They don't boo you, which there's plenty of opportunities for them to have done that. I think my wife was booing me right behind my bench. But otherwise, it's a great city.
Coach, we appreciate the time this morning. We really do. And continued success up there in Montreal. And we'll chat again real soon.
Sounds great, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.